And I would like to welcome now Linda Siegel. She is here with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So we have, as you characterized it before we went on the air, a very busy legislature in which not that much is actually getting done.
That's right. We've got 12 days left, and as far as I can tell, very few bills have passed from one chamber over to the other. So mostly people are doing bills in their own house. And with 12 days left, that doesn't give much time to actually have hearings on the in the other chamber. So there's lots of busyness, but the main thing we have to get done is the budget.
Yes, every year we talk about the budget, and lest your eyes be glazing over out there in radio land, the budget's really important.
It really is. It's $6.1 billion into the New Mexico economy. Obviously, it's our tax dollars and then being spent on the various projects that most people value.
And so, are there multiple budgets that have to be reconciled?
Well, actually, what's happened and what will happen today on the floor of the House is the big House Bill 2, which is the state budget, will be heard, and the word is that it will pass, although along a very partisan vote. Because the problem for Republicans is that the 42% of the budget that goes to public education, they don't really like how it's been appropriated. And part of that has to do with putting what we call above the line, I think we've talked about this before, putting money into the education budget that would go into the unit cost. The state equalization guarantee is what it's called. So that's the amount of money that a school district gets for every one of its students. And really, the superintendents and the school boards in New Mexico, they like to get as much money per student as possible, and then they get to spend it the way they want to. But there's philosophical disagreement because the administration would like to see more money below the line where the Secretary of Education can control it and put it to projects that they value. So that's going to be the battle today on the House floor over House Bill 2.
And so what are those debates like?